We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. We are Let's Go There with Sharon Ryan on the new Channel Q on the radio and radio.com. We are getting into our Let's Go There topic of the day, and it has to do with weight privilege. And what does that mean? Is there such a thing? Well, we are getting into it right now. This is actually inspired by an article we saw by style and lifestyle blogger Stephanie Yeboa, whose Twitter is at nerdabouttown. She basically found out a man she was dating did it for a dare, and it sparked a conversation about body positivity and weight privilege. And we have a special guest joining us. Megan Tonjes, body positivity advocate, activist, musician, YouTube star extraordinaire.
Just basically queen and should be ruling the world.
What an intro.
There you go. Take that one to the bank. So,
I love it.
Megan, you saw this article, and you talk a lot about, I would say how people look at weight issues, being someone who is someone who you consider yourself plus size. And so when you read this, were you surprised that this happened? Like, and have you ever had someone do this to you? It seems pretty gross.
Oh, I wasn't surprised at all.
I mean, either.
I think this is more common than people realize. And I think this was stuff that was happening to me in middle school and high school, of people pretending to like you or pretending their friend likes you. And it's all to prank them or it's for a bet. This is something that's happening. And if people are shocked by it, they're just not paying attention.
Yeah, it's one of those things, especially, I feel like, because there's such, even in the gay community, I've spoken about it on this show, about the weight standards in the gym culture that is so negative to, in diet culture that is so negative to just being a person that is thickums, as I like to call it. I mean, if you own the word plus size, you should, but I love the word thickums. That's
like
me,
that
and that's
too.
Sassy, and you bet it's delicious. But I think it's one of those things where I honestly also wasn't shocked about this, and I think a lot of times, men, you know, try to, and in this case, people try to categorize their preferences and say, oh, it's just a preference that I don't like you. But then what's the line that toes of it being, you know, just straight up disrespectful and just rude to saying, oh, we have a preference?
Yeah, I mean, I think people have to be critical of where they're getting their preferences from. If you know that you like something, but you're not questioning why you like something, or if it's the only thing you've seen, or if you've been taught that this is better than that, I think as adults, we need to start asking ourselves why we prefer certain things and how, you know, society has played into that and conditioned us to see certain bodies as less than others.
Definitely. And she talks about this in this article, how on dating apps, she'll actually write, you know, plus size. Is that something
for
that?
What?
Yeah, that's
pictures.
Why. Well, let's talk about that. Like, why should people do that? Why are people deciding to do that?
Well, I think, I mean, I haven't been on dating apps in a minute, but when I was on dating apps, I would always make sure I included a full body photo so that no one showed up to a date and then all of a sudden was really cruel to me. And I think it's just a matter of feeling like, okay, well, I want you to know who I am and how I look so that whatever issues you have with a body type, you're not bringing that to a situation that should be happy and should be about meeting someone. So people showing up and acting as if, oh, I don't know what you look like, it just lessens the, you know, that happening.
So I guess, how do you, I guess at this point, especially if you are on dating apps, do you just get, you know, good at becoming, you know, like, oh, this guy's trash and I know he's going to be like problematic? Because there was also a show on AMC. I don't know if you are familiar with it. It's called Dietland. And they kind of touched on that in some ways. And I was actually a really big fan of that show where I was like, wow, this is very interesting. And I feel like it brings in the story of kind of like dealing with body issues and also finding yourself attractive and people take you seriously. I even kind of deal with that in some ways. Like, is this just this guy that has this weird fat fetish in some way? Like, you know?
Mm.
And I think a lot of people don't talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's a fetishization. And, like, Dietland was a great show. My friend Joy was the lead character on that. And, I mean, I think
she
that it was
great.
Such a different way. She was amazing. It was such a different way of looking at it and really questioning, like, why we feel these things and why we do these things to each other. What it really comes down to is the way that people treat other people is based on how we talk about other people and how it's prioritized, like how people are cheered on and patted on the back for being really awful about people's bodies. And it's only recently that we're starting to push back and have these conversations where it's not okay when you don't know some. I mean, people are connecting all kinds of things to someone's body, including their worth. And that's just not fair. It's not okay.
Definitely. Megan Tonja is again joining us. She's a musician, a social media star, body positivity activist. Now, in this article that we're referencing, you know, the author talks about going on this date and then finding out it was a dare. And her being plus size, she decided to write this article that we're talking about right now and actually got backlash from dudes that suck, assuming, and a conversation emerged about weight privilege. So what is weight privilege? We want to talk about that after this break, our Let's Go There topic of the day. We are continuing our Let's Go There topic of the day with our special guest, Megan Tonja. You could find her on social media, YouTube. She has amazing music and also talks about some really important things, including body positivity. So what better guest to have for our topic today about weight privilege than Megan? Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
So, finally, the big question, what is weight privilege?
Oh, man.
Can we talk about that? Can we unpack that? Because we've talked about, obviously, white privilege a lot.
Yes.
We've talked about pretty privilege, skinny privilege, so weight privilege.
Yes. I mean, I think what it comes down to in a conversation that people don't want to have because it feels uncomfortable and everyone wants to benefit from things like body positivity is that there are just certain bodies that are treated differently. And it's not just when it comes to dating or how people are viewed in relationships and how they're treated. It also comes down to things like when you're employed and how much you're paid, when you go to the hospital and how they treat you, even how they talk to you based on your body and what they assume about you. So I think there's a lot that goes into anytime you're at any kind of intersection and body positivity. A lot of times we see people that are kind of chubby and white, and really the people that are fighting for what we're talking about are like fat, black, trans women. So we need to just be aware that the people that need to benefit the most from these conversations are people that are at the forefront of it. And, you know, there is a privilege to walking into the world and being seen a certain way because of your body and because of the worth that's associated. If you're out there eating whatever you're eating and people look at you and think, oh, they're fine, as opposed to, oh, they're dying, they need to be on a diet. It changes how people interact with you, and it changes how you're treated and ultimately your experience of being a person in the world.
Yeah. So why then, just, and this is a real question, like, why would it not be called like a discrimination? Why is it a privilege? Why is privilege associated with it? Because isn't privilege meaning like you're getting benefits versus, seems like there's no benefits here?
Way I took weight privilege is not just specifically for the plus size community. I think it's also for thin or skinny people as well, because there's a privilege that I think all of us have in some way. But I think in this case, it shows that depending on what weight you are and the amount of privilege you may have over another group in that same kind of weight category. And so I think it's something to be talking about when it comes to this conversation.
Yeah, I think a lot of us, if not all of us, benefit from some kind of privilege. Even if you are fat and you're being treated a certain way, if you're able-bodied, you're already being treated differently and better than someone who isn't. So I think just the privilege is essentially walking into the world and not immediately being counted out and treated as less than based on certain things like how you look.
Yes.
Definitely. And we actually have a clip from Stephanie, the author of this article we're referencing. And just to recap, if there's some new people listening, this woman ended up going on a date with this guy and it was all a dare. And she later found that out. She herself identifies as someone who's plus size. And so this created a whole conversation about weight privilege and a lot of people, like specifically guys, backlashing at her for writing this article.
Because what do I say? Men are trash.
Okay, so let's play this clip from Stephanie, the author.
You know, for people to sort of go out of their way to humiliate someone without thinking about the consequences of that person, it really speaks to how plus-size women are treated in general. So if we are not the, you know, happy-go-lucky, chubby, bumbling sidekick, then we are sitting at home depressed in ice cream. There's nothing. We're not presented as multifaceted human beings who can be successful and can have our own thoughts, feelings, and emotions. And I think because of this approach that people take towards plus size women, we are dehumanized to the point where we're just seen as vessels purely for humiliation or sexual pleasure and nothing in between.
That's very intense. Oh, that was Stephanie, the author of this article, just talking about how her, what she perceived as her treatment from the, these men, and specifically this date she went on where he did it. He revealed that he dated her as a dare.
You know what? And one thing that I loved about that is the fact that she called that out, like saying that, you know, most plus size women are looked at as kind of like, let's, and no shade to Rebel Wilson, but because she blocked me, I have a personal vendetta against her.
That's like a name drop that she blocked you, though.
Yeah, whatever. But, you know, she basically, it's you know, everyone feels like the plus size girl or the plus size boy is falls into those funny characters. It's more, there's depth to this, and that's why I love the show Dietland so much, because it didn't show a person like that. It showed kind of a perception of them thinking she was like that, but she wasn't anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, there's another show coming out called Shrill by Lindy West, which is a really good book talking about her experience. And I think that the author and everything just hit it right on the head, which is, especially when it comes to fat bodies, you're either hypersexualized or we've seen as completely not sexual.
Yeah.
And there's no in between. There's no variation. There's no layers. And I think that a lot of times that is representation. But it's also just we're not used to talking about people as people. Mm. And I think that, you know, this was just an example in one of many, this guy going on a date for a dare. This is something we see on college campuses with hazing, where they want you to hook up with the ugliest or the fattest girl and you get points based on it. So this is not new, and it all boils down to how we grow up seeing other people as less than us and how we feel like we have dominion over them and actually caring about their feelings or seeing them as multifaceted in any kind of way.
I guess and obviously that is a huge takeaway. As someone who's in the dating space right now, Megan, I assume, I haven't hung out with you in a bit, but are you single?
I am, thank God.
So, I know. She is the ultimate single person,
I mean,
by
but
the way.
Yeah, but also Megan pulls me.
I know.
Like,
but I was going to say, I guess, like, at one, what's the takeaway and tips? Because you do keep yourself busy.
I'm out.
And and what are you thinking or feeling like it's like in the dating world right now?
Oh, my God. I mean, it's such a disaster in Los Angeles, especially.
Well, that's, I thought this was going to be a bit more positive, but hey.
No, I mean, I think this is what it comes down to. At the end of the day, it's not hard to date someone or find like a boyfriend or girlfriend or whoever. It really is about someone that sees the value in you and is going to help you grow as a person. And so I think instead of us latching on to just what we're used to, we just need to be more open to people that we deserve and also encourage people and teach people how to treat us. And I think that this is just part of the re-education of letting men know you can't do this without some kind of shame attached to it, and you shouldn't be ashamed for doing this.
Okay, Megan Tonjes.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Follow her everywhere at Megan Tonjes.